أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى؟ ألم يكن طفة من مني يمنى؟ In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained directly about Abu Jahl that he did not accept the life of the Akhirah, he did not believe in it, and he was very insolent and rude to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed the ayat that there is great, great destruction for him, referring to four particular types of destruction. Further, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that when man has still got this opportunity in this worldly life, he should take it as a golden opportunity, ghanimat, to prepare for this eternal life of the year after. And man should consider that why he is in this world. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكُ سُدَى. Kya khyaal rakhta hai aadmi ke chhora rahega beqayd? What does man think? That he has been put in this world and he can just lead a free type of life. That is just like an animal, it just does what it wants to. It eats when it wants to, it goes where it wants to, though the owners of the animal, if it's a domesticated animal, they control it. But otherwise, a wild animal just does as it wants to. So Allah Ta'ala says, what does man think that he is also just free, that he has come in this world and he can do what he wants to. He doesn't see what is jais and najais. He doesn't see what is halal and what is haram. He doesn't see whether it's the month of Ramadan or out of the month of Ramadan, whether it's the time for namaz, prayers, or whether it is another time. He just does what he wants to all the time. So no, man is in quyood. He is all the time in restrictions by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is not difficult for us to understand at all. If we hire a person to work for us, whether it is in the shop, in the office, at home, then there is a job description that these things you are supposed to do, and in return we will be giving you this wage, this salary. So he has to do all those things just because he's getting a salary. Yeah, it is not a salary that Allah Ta'ala is paying, but Allah is the one who created us. He is the one who gave us our eyes, who gave us every part of the body, who gave us this oxygen we are breathing in, who is giving us everything. Now when he gave us everything, he told us that now you have to be obedient to me. You have to listen to my commandments, because everything is from Allah Ta'ala. A person who comes and works for us, and in this working time, if he's doing all his own work, he's not doing our work, how can he expect a wage, a salary? So yeah, in this world, we are here to work for Allah Ta'ala. And if we don't work for Allah Ta'ala, then we can imagine how angry Allah Ta'ala becomes with that person. So Allah Ta'ala has put us here for a specific purpose, and that is the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا? Do you think we just created you in vain, without any particular purpose, that we have just created you and put you here? No, you have got a definite purpose. And for a person, in order to work properly by his boss, first he has to know who his boss is, from who is he taking instructions, etc. And then he has to know the temperament of the boss in order to satisfy the boss properly and do his work as he wants to. Like that, we have to have recognition of Allah Ta'ala and know that what Allah wants from us, how he wants it from us, and what should we be doing. So this is a very important aspect, that man should not think that he's just a free person in this world and can do just as he wants to. And this is in every aspect. Whether it is in our beliefs, we are not free to just believe what we want to. But what Allah wants us to believe in, that we have to believe in. In our ibadat, we are not free that we can just make ibadat as we want to. We have to in fact learn the masail and then do our ibadat according to how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it. And that includes also our marriages, nikah must be according to also how Allah wants to. we have any celebration of a walima aqiqah, that must be also how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it. Our dressing must be also how Allah wants us to be dressed. How we spend our time, how we earn, and what are we earning, and where are we spending our earning. All that is to be what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Our character and akhlaq. Many people like to show their anger and get away with things just by showing anger, etc. We have to see what our akhlaq and our character has to be, which Allah Ta'ala wants us. And for all that, Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give as a perfect model for us to mold our lives according to that. So this is a very important aspect, that Allah Ta'ala has created us not just for nothing, and He has created us for His obedience, and in every aspect of our lives. If there is a child born at home, then all that birth of the child and everything must be also done how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it. Everything, when there is a death, when there is a wedding, everything must be done according to the commands of Allah. Man is not left free in any condition whatsoever. But unfortunately, man is totally, especially the non-believers and in their governments, and they're imposing it on Islam, Muslim countries also, their own laws, man-made laws they are imposing on mankind. Whereas it is Allah who has made us, He is controlling the whole world, we should subject ourselves to His laws totally, not to man-made laws. So Allah Ta'ala says that when you have this time in this world, correct your life in that direction. Then Allah explains the creation of man. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى بَلَا نَتْهَا وَإِنْ مُحْبُونَ مَنِيكِ جُوْ تَبْكِ. And if man just thinks that what is his history, what is his origin, man was just a drop of semen that was spilled. That is, when the father had put that drop of semen in the womb, into the mother, and that is what his origin was. And if a person just thinks of semen, money, it is like such a dirty thing that when it just touches the body, a person feels also very apprehensive. He feels, I must just wipe it off, I'm very uncomfortable, he feels with it. And according to Sharia, until he does not take a whole bath, his whole body's bath, he doesn't become pak again. He's not eligible to touch the Quran Sharif, to read the Quran Sharif, to come to the masjid, to make namaz, nothing. So from that man, Allah created man. So man must think of his origin all the time. That is from where he has been made. And now today for him to have pride, the very thing he doesn't like to touch also, and today he has got pride in him, this is not at all proper for man whatsoever. Man will add also, if there are so many aspects to explore this, that this one drop of money, of semen, in there Allah Ta'ala kept the material of the brain also, and the material of the heart, and both these two things are completely different from one another. For the brain, and from the, in the same one drop of semen, Allah Ta'ala kept the skull bone, which is very strong and hard to protect the brain. In that very drop of semen, Allah Ta'ala kept the rib cage to protect all the vital organs in the body, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, all these things are there to protect all this. In that very drop of semen, Allah kept the material of our nails also, the hair that grows on our body. So all this, man should think of this, and how great Allah Ta'ala is, and what is it difficult? The main subject here, the end is, that what is it that difficult for that Creator, who made you the first time without any sample that is in front of him. He made man, and then for him to resurrect man, to bring back man to life, what is that difficult, which was that one concept which particularly the non-believers just could not accept, that how will man come back to life again. So we have to have that yaqeen on the day of Akhirah, and this time Allah has given us here is to prepare to please Allah and to prepare for the Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.